Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast every day, Monday through Friday, here in the trenches with you, helping you empower your life, helping you use the law of attraction, awakening you to higher potential and higher vibration. Well, I have to say that my heart is broken today. This morning when I awoke, the first thing I noticed is that Wayne Dyer had passed through the night. Wayne Dyer was truly a remarkable soul. And I have to say this to you, confess this to you. Many years ago, when I was going through some deep personal struggles and in therapy and struggling just to get by day by day, and I couldn't function, I was just overwhelmed with anxiety. I picked up a book called Your Erroneous Zones. And I read that book. I didn't read it once. I didn't read it twice. I read it a minimum of 5 times. I mean, that book was falling apart. I would carry it in my back pocket. Suddenly, I felt a sense of empowerment coming back into my life. I was starting to get a handle on how I was giving away my power. And so I bought the next book that came up, and that was Pulling Your Own Strings. And when I started reading that book, everything began to change. I went from a recluse, from an individual plagued with agoraphobia and anxiety, to an individual who was doing cruise ships around the world, traveling all over the world, doing Las Vegas shows, acting as an MC, comedian, comedy magic. Those two books, plus a third. The third was The Sky's the Limit. Wayne wrote The Sky's the Limit when I needed it most, when I felt like I'd hit a ceiling, like I couldn't go any further in my life. I couldn't do any better. I have to say something, folks. Wayne Dyer changed my life. And no doubt, if you've listened to his CDs, if you've read his books, if you've attended any of his seminars, he has changed your life as well. But perhaps the most important book that I read, and you should read, it should be on the top of your reading list, is The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer. Oh my God, what a beautiful book that is. That book will teach you more about the law of attraction and how to apply it in your life right now than any other book out on the market, including The Secret. I mean, it's like light years ahead of The Secret as far as information you need to empower your life with a law of attraction. Wayne Dyer was a special person, but I think the message that Wayne gave to us was that we're all special, that we all have a purpose, a mission. He said he wasn't afraid of death. He said he was looking forward to his next adventure. Whatever it brought him, he was excited about it. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited that he spent 75 years doing what he loved to do, sharing what he loved to share. He didn't have to pimp himself out doing something that he hated every single day. He could focus on his passion and his love. So he wrote over 30 books, and many of them are on audiophile. I urge you to get all of them, but the one I like the best is The Power of Intention. Get it on audio, buy it on CD, whatever you have to do. It's on Amazon. I know you can get the book. One of the things that Wayne said, upon wakening, let the words thank you flow from your lips. For this will remind you to begin your day with gratitude and compassion. That's what it's about. We're here for a limited amount of time. We're either here to take and hoard as much as we can, or we're here to give and to share and to love and to be filled with gratitude. Whatever you lack in your life, look at yourself. Look within yourself. Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. That's a quote from Wayne Dyer as well. I love that because many of you are not doing what you love. You're not moving in the direction of your dreams, your passion, your goals. And that's what we're here about every single day, Monday through Friday. I mean, we're here to empower you. But think about that. Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having true abundance in your life. And it's not necessarily just money. It's whatever you love. You cannot be lonely if you like the person you are alone with. So many people are looking to fill in a relationship because they don't like the person they're alone with. Do you like yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you nourish yourself? Do you empower yourself through connecting to divine source? That's how you develop a love relationship with others, by first developing an incredible love relationship with yourself. It's never crowded along the extra mile. That's another quote from Wayne Dyer that I just absolutely love, because so many people are only willing to give the minimum in life. They just do enough to get by. They never give enough and keep giving and keep giving. It's never crowded along the extra mile. Go the extra mile. You will find that by going the extra mile for people, for yourself, your life will be empowered in ways you cannot even imagine. When you have a choice between being right, I'm right, or choose being kind. Choose being kind. Words of wisdom from Dr. Wayne Dyer. You know, so many of us are focused on being right. Why don't we just focus on being kind? Here is an affirmation for today from Wayne Dyer. I feel passionately about my life, and this passion fills me with excitement and energy. Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Practice being the kind person you wish to attract. If you want to attract kind people in your life, says Wayne, you need to be a kind person. It's that simple. Are you really being kind to other people, to your wife, to your husband, to your neighbors, You know, it's kindness that's important. This one is absolutely beautiful. Maybe we should just end with this one. Miracles come in moments. Be ready and willing. Folks, it gives me goosebumps. Because I know that miracles happen in this world. That things that should not have happened, are scientifically impossible, do happen. Miracles come in moments. Be ready and willing. Are you ready for your miracle? Are you willing? Are you willing to create a miracle in your life? I want you to have that miracle. So does Wayne Dyer. That's what his life was about. Helping you manifest, create the miracle that's inside you. I guess if I have any regret at all, is that Wayne won't be here for another 75 years to teach us, to work with us, to empower us. But are we blessed with his books, with his audio programs, with his PBS specials? Absolutely. Absolutely. We are absolutely blessed. If you were blessed by Wayne Dyer and you'd like to share it on this podcast, send me a letter to www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. I'd like to read your letter on an upcoming podcast in regards to Wayne Dyer. How maybe a book or a comment he made or a lecture that you attended changed your life. On behalf of all of us at Law of Attraction Solutions, Rachel, myself, we wish you well, Wayne. And to those of you out there who are blessed with the fruits of Wayne Dyer, now's the time. Now's the time. If it wasn't before, it is now. Get started. Pick up his inspiration cards, something that attracts you, and get started. His teachings will last you the rest of your life. Wayne Dyer, rest in peace. God bless you.